Blog Talk Radio.
We now return to It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, starring Phil Silvers and Dick Shawn.
No, not happy birthday. No, not that. Please, no. Not happy birthday!
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell!
Oh!
My
God!
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come
out. I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
I cut you off a big fat slice, decorated up so nice you can have your cake and eat it too.
I cut this slice right out of my heart, and the icing's made from tears that start when you give some other guy the eye after kissing me with the lie, lie, lie. Oh, listen to me and take my advice. I won't always love a cake of bite. Melt it down, let love come through, or else I'll leave. I'm telling you, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Woo, 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 woo. What? Two. Woo, 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 woo. What? You can't have cake and eat it too. All from me and nothing from you. I cut you off a big fat slice, decorated up so nice you can't have your cake and eat it too. I cut this slice right out of my heart. The icing's made from tears that start when you give some other guy the eye after kissing me with lips that lie, lie. Listen to me and take my advice. I won't always love a cake of bite. So melt it down, let love come through, or else I'll leave. I'm telling you, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Coast to coast. It's the Friday Possum theme.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
Thank you.
kids out here, turning 50 and 40 and whatnot, dear. Yeah, that's in the review there for me. Well, good evening, ladies and germs, and welcome to Friday Night Possum. Of course, you know what that theme means. It's St. Swithin's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to one and all, and happy birthday, everybody. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Amongst the programs highlighted here are Mondays. We have your Possum Hour. And then Fridays, you got your Friday Night Possum. And it's the, what do you call? Oh, shit. I lost my cues. That's the length and breadth of it, is what I was going to say there. Okay, now. All right, without any further ado, ado.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's Fuck You, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Dick Gumby.
What a crowd. What a crowd.
I'm having chest pain.
There he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Having chest
pain. Happy birthday, Commodore.
Ah, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Put that out of the way.
I got all the kids in the lounge.
I know, man. Here we are, a couple of middle-aged guys now, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Ooh. I kind of skipped middle age. I went right from, like, youth to old.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
There was never really that middle age part. Sitting around folding the paper and whatnot. Whatever. Wearing slippers. Smoking a pipe. Well, I did smoke a pipe, but it's a different story. So, your intro tonight is the theme to the opening to the Milton Berle show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know if you knew that.
I don't think I did.
And they go, and they were going to go, it's Milton Berle. But instead, I cut it off and said, fuck you, Gumby, see?
Okay.
So anyways, why I bring that up is right before, well, this afternoon I was watching a dumb YouTube video. And I'm starting to, man, I got to start watching more movies or something, man, because these stupid videos are just getting stupider and stupider. To the kids out there that are narrating these videos, look up the pronunciations on some of this shit before you just go winging it. You know? I had to run it back. It was a video on 10 episodes they never made on Star Trek or something, the original series, you know. They're real oblique shit. This gal goes, and they had in mind for the guest star in that episode, they had Milton Berle. who was literally Mr. Television.
Literally.
Yes, Milton Berle. Literally Mr. Television.
Oh, Christ. If people throw that literally around too much.
Oh, heck yeah.
Don't use it properly.
Milton Berle. I mean,
Milton
how the
Berle.
Fuck would you get Berle out of that? Now, you know, like, why haven't you heard of Milton Berle? The fuck
yep,
is your
that's,
problem?
That's another thing, man.
He was literally Mr. Television.
Literally.
The
can't
fuck?
Drive your ears.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh. That's great. Well, I told you the Howler Monkey didn't know who Bob Hope was. I'm like going.
Yeah, see, yeah. No,
Bob Hope died.
It's out there.
Like, who's Bob Hope?
Oh,
what
man.
What the fuck? Can you not be alive and not know who the fuck Bob Hope is? So I'm sure kids today have no fucking clue about Bob
Hope. They don't.
Nah.
They don't.
They got Bob Hope.
Or practically anyone.
I raised my kids right, Bub.
That's right.
They can name you. They could tell you all the Marx Brothers' real names. Even Gummo.
Herbert.
Yes, sir. I had kitties, kittens. We had a litter of five kittens. I named them after the Marx Brothers. I think Julius was the longest living, as in with the real Marx Brothers.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. He was an all gray, beautiful cat. All gray. Beautiful gray, soft.
There you go. Get back to the kitty world, man.
Milton was black and white.
Burley.
Milton Burley. Herbert.
Yep.
Herbert was a cow.
Combo.
I think Alpha. Zeppo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember Arthur and
weren't they all this? Was it the same type of
Leonard.
Cat? It was a litter of a cat, right?
Well, you know, these farm, you know, the farm cats.
Oh, okay.
I think there were two black and white ones, and the other three were all mixed stuff.
Okay.
But that one gray one was just gorgeous, man. Right in the middle of the pack. Just a beautiful cat. And most of them died of that cat leukemia. That was, terrible.
Oh, I remember you told me about that before.
Yeah, the Holocaust, and then my stupid dogs dug up the corpses and shit.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's a bad memory, man. It's a bad memory.
Uh-huh.
Wish I could blot that out. You haunts me. My dreams. Not really. But it was gross. Fuck. No. All right, want to blow something up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This works in with the, it's my birthday. It's my birthday theme. And funny thing is, I heard this at the last wedding I was at. It's very short. I shortened it for you as well, but it's by Rihanna. Rihanna, you've heard of Rihanna?
Yeah.
It's called Birthday Cake. Birthday Cake.
Okay.
So, without any further ado, let's blow up some birthday cake. No offense, cake.
Picked the wrong week, quit sniffing blue.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Out of my eyes! Eyes! Ah! Ah!
Come and put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it.
No!
Your name, what you wanna put your name on it. Put your name on it.
What you want, and you want what you're wishing for.
I hope you get what you want and you want what you're wishing for. And when you get what you want, thank your lucky star. Too. So this birthday boogie is just for you. Now that you're surrounded with the things you adore, I'll holler happy birthday just once more. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah. What kind of shit is that?
I know, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, but, you know, it's close enough. My birthday tomorrow, man.
Hey, who was that old singer that did you, man? Is that George?
Oh, that was a beauty day.
Yeah.
That was real George. that was Louis Jordan. Jordan.
Oh, good. Louis, yeah, I thought it was Louis. Yeah, good.
Yes. Got to have some sax, man, some funky sax on a Friday show.
No,
it ain't a Friday show without some funky sax.
Damn Skippy.
No violins, just sax. All right, man. Now, I made a scientific discovery.
Oh.
Today.
You tell.
Today.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's how immediate this shit is, man. And I don't know if I've ever, I've never heard this before. I don't know if any of you in the worldwide audience has ever heard anything like this. This is what we're talking about, man. Science.
Science.
Weird science, man. So, like, I'm a bachelor, you know.
Huh?
Sometimes you're a bit of a slob.
Yeah, yeah.
May happen. This may happen. And I had it the other night. I may have had an adult beverage or two. I was making a midnight snack. And I took a teaspoon and took a teaspoon of, I believe I was making tuna fish. Like, and I always like to add a little mayonnaise to my tuna fish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, kind of funky
you got
like
it.
That. You know,
you got
a little mayonnaise. I splunked a little mayonnaise in there. And I believe I tried licking off the spoon, but I just, you know, too concave. I didn't get my tongue in there, and there was a globule of mayonnaise left on the spoon. So, like I said, I'm a bachelor, kind of a slob sometimes, and I didn't pick the spoon up or rinse it off or clean it off or anything. Left it there on the cutting board. So the next morning, it's all gross. The white mayonnaise has turned translucent, and it makes you go, oh, you know, when you look at it. Wow, the fuck is that? And I had this bowl. Actually, it was my old drain flea bowl soaking in the sink.
Yeah.
Just with water in it. I'd rinsed it out, but I was like, I want to be sure, because that, man, beer starts... gets a really funky smell after a while. So, anyways,
oh, yeah.
Was soaking. I just had that full of it was just water in the bottom. Of it. So I just I looked at the gross spoon and I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with this now. So I picked it up and I put it in the bowl of water.
Yeah.
So here's where the science experiment starts. I forget all about it, right?
Uh huh.
I get up today. And the mayonnaise has reconstituted itself.
Oh.
It's white again.
Oh.
In the water, on the spoon, and floating around there was mayonnaise. The fuck is that?
Ah, see, that it dehydrates. Interesting.
I know. I didn't know it was, it has to be dehydration.
Yeah.
Makes the mayonnaise lose its whiteness.
Hey, gets it right back with you by water. There you go. Very good.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you have it.
Very
right,
good.
Man. Yeah. Beauty.
We invite you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science.
I should have put that at the beginning, but... Right. Weird. Well, yeah, I wonder if it works for Miracle Whip, Dr. Cake asked.
Hey, there you go.
Well, we won't be doing that experiment in my house, that's for sure. I'm an anti-Miracle Whip guy, man. Mayonnaise man. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Here on the eve of St. Swithin's Day, we have Apple Cheeks Alice herself. Now, I don't like this. This isn't right for the roll call. Well, here's a good one. Yeah, man. Disco.
All right, here you go. All
Disco
right.
Possum Lounge. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's only been since 1979 that we had a World Series in Pittsburgh. Any day, any year now, we are a year. broke or separate, whisk it too steep in boiling water. Hot water will help the yolk set and re-emulsify with the oil, bonding the ingredients back together again. Ha ha! So Apple Cheeks had researched this. Mayonnaise.
There you go.
Re-emulsifies.
I guess that word.
De-emulsifies on the spoon overnight. Perhaps.
Lucky to just form a big blob and attack you at night.
That's so gross, man. You know? Unemulsified. Emulsified. No. Whatever. De-emulsified mayonnaise.
There you go.
Spoiled mayonnaise is what it is. All right.
Yes.
Incoming Apple Cheeks. There's Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't
be a Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Absolutely. She's a young thing.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Oh, just a babe. Just a baby. Not middle-aged like you and I.
Nope.
Yeah, they said 61 is the new 40. Nobody said that ever.
Okay.
No.
Just saying that now.
That's the first time that's ever been uttered. All right, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. There's G.T. Trenton. He's a young fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He's a young man. He likes to kid me about my age, being middle-aged as I am.
Trying to convince yourself that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, it's not the fourth quarter. No, it's like the four-minute warning. All right. Good times. Yeah, Ope's under 40. I'll try to speak slower. Oh, that's laughing with the comedy. Thanks for coming, Ope. There's our old pal, Ope. People's Eyes. G.T. Trenton. Those two guys between them are holding down the Midwest of the United States of America, man.
That's right.
With their own moxie. Ew. All righty. These are the jokes, folks. Mayonnaise magic, man. Mayonnaise magic. That's all about
magic.
Yeah. There he is. The sinister minister of mayonnaise himself.
That's right.
Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute. I switched everything around right before the show. No, it's the dead. Okay. I know what the cue is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge. Clap, clap, clap.
With Commodore Decker, your host. I completely missed that.
As the Beaver.
Brain fart.
You asshole.
I tried watching a Total Recall, man. That is a horrible movie.
That is a pretty bad one.
Oh,
but for some reason, I watched it a bunch of times back in the day.
Yeah,
I was a big Arnold fan. I liked Running Man, too, and that's also quite cheesy.
Yeah. That's a Stephen King short story.
What's great about it is Richard Dawson as the game show host.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
I don't know if I've seen that one movie or not.
He really puts in a good performance. I mean, it's hammy, but it's a hammy
movie. It's perfect
movie.
For a game show host to be hammy.
That was before he got really fat. He was still in... Family Feud shape. Yeah, he quit smoking and ballooning.
I'm hitting the Delta 8 over here, so that's why I'm a little buzzed. Feeling fuzz, baby.
Awesome.
That's all right.
So what else? I don't have a lot of shit. I watched the Jimmy Kimmel video today.
Yeah.
He was showing a video that Colorado nut job Lauren Boebert made.
Okay.
To people on the street. You know how he does that? He goes to the people on the street. So he showed him this video of this nut job and told him it was an SNL sketch.
Okay.
And then asked them if they thought it went too far. And they're all like, oh, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. That's a trip on the crazy town caravan there, you know. And then, you know, and then, of course, they reveal, no, that's actually her, man. It's not SNL. Really?
Oh,
the guy's like, really? Ooh. Hmm. And that just goes to illustrate that the people are not, we're not all watching the same shit anymore, man. We're not all watching Walter Cronkite at 7:30.
Yeah.
Some people are watching the Crazy Town news, and that's making a big difference in
the American way of life.
And it seems like they're killing in the ratings, because a lot of these loonies are out there.
Well, what's the old thing? Shit sells or whatever, violent. What's
there
the
you
old
go.
Adage?
I don't know, but we got
the, you know, the dopey alarmist shit sells, man. I mean,
that
I mean they're knocking on your door to give you the Fauci ouchie. Would someone think of the children? Would someone think of Milton Berle? Shit, man. That was pretty funny, though. It was a pretty funny video. I'm starting to warm up to Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. I always kind of kept him at arm.
I thought he's funny.
I think he's getting better.
Even back when he's doing that show with Ben.
What, you mean the man show?
Ben Stein.
Ben Stein show.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Holy smoke. I totally forgot about that.
And he did the
that.
Man show. Yeah.
And he did the man show. Wow. I don't know why I don't know why I never gave him.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah, he's getting better. He's getting better. Some of these guys, though. I mean, they've never heard of a razor in shaving cream.
That's like Jed Clampett look.
Isn't that 5 o'clock shadow thing over by now? I mean, come on, guys.
It should have been.
You get close up of your mush on TV, it should be clean shaven, man. I'm sorry, that's just like if I was going to go on TV, I'd cop a shave right before airtime. Wouldn't mess around.
They actually trim it down to the 5 o'clock shadow.
That's the whole thing. That's the point. And it looks, you know, it's so 2004. Okay. Let's just say it that way.
There you go.
All right. Well, since I have nothing else better to say, how about a quickie?
Yes.
This is a
goal. 3 minutes. I love it.
Yeah. Well, we got a ways. We might have a couple quickies here, man.
Oh, good.
What is the? Oh, the quickie has to do with last week's news on the Possum Report.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. This is very interesting. This is riveting. Matter of fact, remember we talked about the fucking rocket that had to come back because the toilet was broke?
Yes. They had to wear diapers.
Yeah. Very uncool. They had to wear diapers coming back.
Uh-huh.
And the rocket stunk like pee on reentry.
Yeah.
Not a good look for the Space Force. Anyway. This number here will sum it all up, ladies and gentlemen.
Zero gravity boom. Zero gravity boom.
You push and you push, but it just ends up mush. A little poop ball that refuses to fall.
Zero gravity poop. Zero gravity poop. Zero gravity poop. Zero gravity poop. You can't complete your normal bowel movement function unless you poop into a vacuum with suction.
It's not so hard to be an astronaut, 'cause all the poop gets caught right there in your butt.
Shit my pants. Right here? Shit my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Oh, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants too. You can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants back.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Grenache.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Stinky.
I love it.
I'd forgotten that one.
Uh-huh.
An oldie but moldy. Well, you know, when you've been doing a stupid thing for, what, fucking 30 years or whatever the fuck it's been?
Yep.
There's some little gems hidden through the old playlist.
I like that one.
Milton Berle would be proud.
He was literally Mr. Television.
He was literally Mr. Television. We're literally Mr. Blog Talk Radio, which is isn't the easiest burden to carry, man, in life. Gee, we could probably do like two polkas tonight, man. You know, like,
yeah.
Wow. Well, let's see what else this week. I didn't do jack shit all week.
Yeah.
Let's see. I celebrated Veterans Day by going out and buying some beer. What else I do? Oh, I brought some pretzels too. Those were good. Got the best pretzels at the drive at the beer dock, man. Grippos, they're like little teardrops, and they are so fucking salty, man. It's like my blood pressure's like. Just look at the bag, beauty. But, you know what the fuck, man? If I'm gonna die, if I'm gonna die on a hill, it might as well be Grippos pretzels, man.
Yep, Grippos.
Besides, it's Grippos.
It's a Grippo pretzel. Never heard of it.
It's a Cincinnati brand.
Oh.
Grippos potato chips. I know my first wife loves them.
Yeah. Loving the Grippo.
Aw. Apple Cheeks had to work on Remembrance Day, as they call it in Canada. That sucks. If I'd have got a gig, I'd have worked, though. You know? That's like...
Yeah.
Somebody wants me to work Christmas Day, I'm there, man. What's the address?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm working my birthday tomorrow there.
There you go.
It's going to be fun.
What kind of gig you got going?
Got a wedding.
Oh, that's right.
The only negative part is it's in Bunfuck.
Okay.
On a long drive on secondary roads and shit. So, I'm going to try not to dwell on that and get all fucking balled up tomorrow, you know? Just, once this gig's done, it's all local shit. No fuss, no muss. No stems, no seed that you don't need.
Teaspoon of kratom and you'll be good to go.
Man, I got some on my hand when I reached in the bag today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, shit, man. That stuff's weird. It's got a weird consistency, you know? You can't just, like, brush it off your hand. It sticks there, you know? It doesn't want to come on.
Pores.
So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I'm licking my fingers. I don't know, man. I'm not sure about straight kratom. That's kind of icky. But like I say, I love it. I prefer my coffee with it in there now. I mean, I really do. I love it, man. I gotta re-up. I might do that tomorrow in the afternoon. Hopefully they still have my shit, man, because they didn't have that variety when I took number two son over there.
How's number two son like in the valley?
Well, he likes it. You know, he's taking a really light dose, but I guess his mom is into it, man. She's like... Okay. Working it down big time. So, you know, you got a true fan in
there you go.
Roger Stone's best friend there.
Good to hear.
But yeah, I enjoy it. Okay. Time for one more quickie. Because we got to 3 minutes.
Yes.
And then the news, man, which is the best part of the show, right? Alright.
It was like a zero gravity poop. That was a Ford
zero gravity,
wasn't it?
That was Ford Prefect. I don't know where he is tonight, but salute, sir. Salute.
I hope he looks for these things and then doesn't already know these songs when he hears the show.
And just to prove how great his choices for program content are, here's another quickie.
Exciting and what comes out of you, so try a fat, try some fiber too, let it flow, it flows back to you.
That's wild.
Godspeed, Ford Prefect.
You could be a winner. Oh. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What a break.
Good.
Oh, man. I don't want to go to the Yoko Ono well twice, so I won't play Yoko Ono for the 3 minutes. But I do have a Yoko Ono story, which is really cool.
Oh, okay.
For the news. That'll be our entertainment.
Good. Hanging on that one.
Just a little chunk of trivia that snatched out and grabbed me by the balls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. bump, bump, bump. I thought that was Ford's song. I'm not sure. The colon.
I don't remember.
It's been there for a while. It just never felt right until just now. Well, in keeping with the show making no sense at all to this point,
mm-hmm.
it's time for 3 minutes whenever you get back, obviously.
Yes. Yes. 3 minutes.
Which will, yeah, mean nothing. 3 minutes whenever you get back. Yeah, that's it. Here it is.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Hold the trigger too quick on that one, man.
Well, you'll have that.
Oh, sorry. That's never happened to me before, I swear.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice little candy, that 3 minutes.
That was. That was way too good for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. We got Yoko Ono news coming up. That's exciting. Okay, here's something weird. Apple Cheeks posted this. I saw it as well somewhere else. Christopher Walken is in this TV program.
Okay.
And while shooting the scenes on this show, I don't know the reasons for this or the rhyme, but he's filming a comedy, The Outlaws, in Bristol, England, when he painted over an original Banksy artwork. The famous, we call it graffitist.
Yeah.
And the thing was, they had Banksy's permission as long as it was, they painted over the whole thing, and it was Christopher Walken that did the painting. He was cool with
it. Okay. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Kind of a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. It's funny how they got to get his permission now.
Well, how do they get in touch with him? Isn't he anonymous?
No, not anymore. Something he actually does shows now. He's pretty much a sellout, if you think about it.
I thought
actually
he didn't like
shows now. From what I understand, anyway.
But he doesn't go to the shows, does he?
I they somehow got. I don't know how they worked it.
Hey, later,
GT. Something going on there. GT's out of here.
Taking your wooden nickels, pal.
Reed Allison, he's a big fan of Christopher Walken, so there you go.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, but seriously, you know, how do you get in touch with him? I'd like to find out more about that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can Google him.
There was a documentary. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was about him or who, but it was called Exit Through the Souvenir Shop or something like that.
I got nothing on Banksy, man. I don't know nothing. I know nothing.
Well, I'm curious about it too.
Banksy. I saw blue. Man, I watch too much fucking YouTube. Another one is the some lady couldn't say Banksy. Banksy.
Yeah.
Bank school, day bank fee, play saving. Banksy. Weird, dude. It is a weird
maybe
word.
Maybe she was thinking of Ralph Bashke.
Bashke?
Yeah.
There you go.
Ralph.
Bashke?
Isn't that how you say his name? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, he worked on the Mighty Heroes back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was his first big thing.
Yeah, that was a good comic, a good cartoon.
Oh, man, I was totally into that. We were like, what, 6 years old, 7 years old? That was like right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I looked at those as an adult and went, wow, that's really bad. This really sucked, man.
Well, now we can see Prince the Cat, so it makes up for it.
Bad cartoons. Alright, skip that. There's the Darwin Awards. Fox News. They have a lot of Darwin Awards. I guess, you know, listeners send in their anecdotes. But get the Colorado man sets his mom's house on fire trying to clear cobwebs with a blowtorch. That's all you need to... Well, that and the picture of John Charles Streckenbach. Oh, boy. So how hard did you drop him on his head, Mom?
I've seen that before. I think I've seen that video you're talking about.
This was published on the 4th. I don't know. Maybe it's an old story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, or it happened several times. Maybe different people set fire to their mother's houses, killing spiders.
Well, that happens a lot with your Fox viewers. They set their homes on fires, their mom's homes on fires. Sometimes they just shoot their neighbors as they're jogging down the street.
There you go.
Wonderful world. This one I can't figure out, and they don't give you the answer. New York firefighters rescue a naked man stuck in a bathroom wall. He was there for several days. They had to bust through the wall, take the drywall and the tile out and everything.
They, How the fuck did this happen? They don't get it.
They don't know. They don't release any details.
Oh, Jesus. It was a naked man stuck between the walls?
A nude man in the wall.
Okay.
So, and it was a... it was a theater. It was a theater. And he was the Landmark Theater in Syracuse, New York. And he was stuck in the wall and naked. And they don't tell you why, though. But he'd been in there a couple of days. Yeah.
In
there a couple of days. He's cooling his heels in there. Whatever the plan was, apparently it didn't work out so good.
It went awry.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe we'll keep abreast of that one. No pun intended. All right. Don't use the blowtorch on mom's bugs.
No.
Here's a funny one. Another Fox Newser. Colorado hiker was lost for 24 hours, right?
Okay.
But he kept ignoring the rescuers' calls because he didn't recognize the number. That's a beauty.
Oh, he's out there lost saying, God damn telemarkers. I'm not answering this. Oh, that's great. Oh, man.
Lovely. Should have ended on that one. That's pretty funny.
I like that one.
All right. You want to do the entertainment news with Yoko?
Oh, yeah. We're all waiting for the Yoko news.
All right. The Yoko news. Here we go, man. So,
right.
In the Simpsons episode, now Opal knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In a Simpsons episode a million years ago, it was in the first 10 seasons, where the Homer and who else was in the band? Barney, Moe, and the Principal Skinner formed the B-Sharps. And it was
the B-Sharps.
A takeoff on the Beatles. And they were a barbershop quartet that had Beatle-like fame. So anyway, the Yoko Ono character, I can't remember what her name is. I don't think they say. Anyway, if you recall, Barney had his own Yoko.
Yeah.
And she ended up breaking up the B-Sharps. Well, there's a scene where she goes into the... into Moe's and orders let me get this right now. She orders a single plum floating in perfume served in a hat. Right? In the Simpsons show.
Yeah.
This is cool as fuck, man. So in her exhibition at the Reykjavik Art Museum, one of her exhibits was a single plum floating in perfume served in a man's hat. You gotta love that, man.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
All right, man. One for Yoko.
Okay.
We're gonna turn this around for Yoko, man. That's cool shit, man.
It is. I like it.
Good work, Yoke. If anybody calls her Yoke. Right.
I'm sure John has.
Hey, Yoke. Come over here, Yoke. Give me a blowjob. Happy birthday. All right. Man, I don't know where that came from, man. Although when I turned 40, I got a blowjob on my birthday. That was so cool. Maine lobster man finds ultra-rare cotton candy lobster. May you be so lucky. Oh, shush. I shouldn't say shit like that. Can't turn 40 yet. All right. A Maine lobster man made a one-in-a-million discovery when he found a lobster that is a rare cotton candy color scheme.
Oh, okay.
It's like blue, a little pink, kind of putty. Anyway, I don't know if they're going to eat it or put it in a museum. But since they're immortal, I vote for, putting him in the...
Oh, yeah.
Release... Well, I don't know. I suppose he has a better chance of immortality if he's in a zoo. Put him in a zoo.
He's so pretty. Cotton candy.
Yeah, let people look at him. Cotton candy color. Real light blue. Real pretty. Sky blue. All right.
I eat it. That might be tasting good, man. Might get a little buzz on it or something. Who knows?
No, man. You can't eat immortals, man. It's bad juju.
Bad juju.
Yes. Bad juju. Although, maybe they make you live forever. In which case.
There may be. Especially if you're cotton candy colored.
Aye. Magic. Right. I got, speaking of Ope, I got a thing from Ope's, Mrs. Ope.
Yeah?
A photojournalist in Pensacola, Florida. Police spent an hour chasing down a runaway pot-bellied pig. And so they immortalized it. Good yucks. Nothing stupider than chasing a fucking pig, man.
Because
they're going to get away for a long time before you catch them.
And you're just going to look like a jackass.
I know. It's really funny. So I will try to post that on Grenache or something, man, because fucking police are trying to catch it. It's like a little pig. It's like a little pig.
Okay.
Not a big hog. You wouldn't call it a big hog.
No.
You call it a pig. Pot-belly pig. Although I've seen pot-belly pigs that are huge. They can get huge. Any pig can get huge, I think. Okay, that's it. That's the pigs there running. We're in animal news, by the way, if you hadn't noticed, man.
Animal news.
Animal news. Here we go. Speaking of loose pigs, there was South Carolina deputy. Two lanes of traffic were closed because of a large pig. Ooh, that's a big, ugly pig, man. That's not a cute pig like the cops chase.
South Carolina, they say?
Huh? It's a big-ass road hog, man. Papa pig.
Jeez.
Had to get a horse trailer. Yeah, they had to get a horse trailer for this big monster. But I think he went quietly. I don't think he put up a big fuss.
South Carolina, you think they would have dug a pit?
Had a barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Just pull over the side of the road. That's it. Barbecue that thing.
Yeah, man. There's a guy, Indiana. Here we go. Oh, no, I hope the GT's gone. GT's Indiana. An Indiana deputy corrals a pair of escaped ponies. That's not that exciting.
Nah, you can't eat ponies.
But the sheriff said there's no such thing as a routine call. That rural deputy life sure does bring some unique calls. He rounded them up.
Rounded them up, baby.
I felt like the Virginian, man. Out there on the trail.
Couple ponies.
Yeah, got me some crowds of ponies. Now, this one, Madrid. This puts the two ponies to shame. They got 8 camels and 1 llama. Escaped a zoo and were walking around the streets of Madrid. That's a cool picture, man. I'm downloading that picture, man. That's cool. Look at those fuckers, man. Whole street full of... you can't download pictures from Instagram. Oh, well. Well, they got rounded up and returned to the circus, so...
It's not Madrid, Ohio, is it?
No, Madrid, España. All right. And finally, this guy knew how to have fun. In Brazil, a cattle farmer in Brazil said a steer escaped slaughter and ended up at a water park. And somehow he ended up in a water slide. He climbed to the top of the water slide at the pool and then slid halfway down and he got stuck. So they had to get him out of there. But now they keep him as a pet. So
I'm guessing this is after hours, right?
Yeah.
Kind of there.
Well, I don't. Yeah, there was no crowd there at the time. Luckily, the kids weren't there. He's just sitting there in the water slide. Yeah. You know, if you escape the dam, get off the bus, man. They don't slaughter you. They make you a pet. You're no longer meat.
I got every right to be on the slide.
Man, I swear to God, I should have gone back and looked, man. I was driving up Yearling Road, and I swear to God, I saw rabbits, pets, or meat sign in front of somebody's house, man.
No shit.
Yeah. Creepy, man.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Yeah. Well, that's the world we live in today.
Uh-huh.
See. Whoa, this is no goo. A man died from rabies.
Yeah.
In the United States. And that's very unusual.
I think I'd go that route, man, because you got to get a long needle in the belly button, don't you? Rabies shot?
Not anymore, man.
It's
on
the belly button.
No, it's not like that anymore. Not like that anymore.
Okay. Because that freaks me out. Even touching my belly button freaks me out. Let alone a needle. Oh, I'm taking the eyeball, not the belly button.
He just didn't take care of it, man. He refused rabies treatments at the time of the incident in mid-August. A month later, he started experiencing rabies symptoms, as pain in the neck, a headache, difficulty controlling his arms, finger numbness, and difficulty speaking. Well, that also, that sounds like my Bowman. Second marriage, but yeah.
And then,
they didn't mention the foamen. They didn't mention the foamen. But, it infects your nervous system, and it is fatal. So, yeah. Oof. I'm going to get that treated.
Yeah.
Nice animal bite, and it looks like rabies.
Ow, walk it off.
Stay away from animals. Why do you want to have that look bad? Well, wasn't there a guy woke up with a bat gnawing at his neck? Didn't we do that one a week or so?
Yeah, that's right. Cannibalism are out there.
You can take all the precautions you want, man. You start sucking your blood. Now, this is what I need. An Israeli archaeologist found a ring believed to ward off hangovers. It's in the ruins of an ancient wine factory. It's gold with a purple semi-precious gem, possibly amethysts. And many virtues are attached to the gem, including the prevention of side effects of drinking. So, very cool, man.
Uh-huh.
All this time, I didn't know. Out. Yeah. They bottled a white wine known as Gaza wine and likely produced more than 500,000 gallons per year. Wow, they could even tell you how much wine they made. Byzantine era.
Nice. Interesting.
Very nice. All right. Laying on Seinfeld, foaming at a mouth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What do we got? British chauffeur service offers... Now, this one I wondered, how the fuck does this even exist? A British chauffeur is offering tank rides, like a tank taxi.
Yeah?
He's got a tank, and they're expensive to run. It costs you $1,000 for the ride. Cost them 35 G's for the tank originally, but those things destroy roads. How the fuck does he have
it's got to be something more to that one.
You can't drive around fucking roads, regular roads, in a goddamn tank, man, because it's going to ruin the road.
I mean, that big. They're huge. You got parked cars and everything.
If you ever see
countryside thing.
if they don't reinforce like a bus stop, it'll be goofy and wavy and lumpy, bumpy. They need to use the concrete because it's a heavy van. It's too heavy for roads. This is stupid. I don't believe it. I think it's fake news.
Ain't buying it.
Say it's UPI. Who the hell are they? I don't know. They're nobodies. They're wannabes. All right.
Making shit up.
Man, I'm trying to wrap this up here, man. All this news. an 89-year-old man earned a PhD in physics from Brown University. That's pretty cool.
89?
That's more ambitious. 89 years
yeah.
young.
Yeah, well.
That's more ambitious than I'll ever be.
That would be a waste of time. But, yeah, good kudos to him.
I know. Well, now you have a degree. Try to make a sandwich with that. Yeah. Oh, that's a bad. We'll do that one some other time. it was funny. There was one that came up last week. This guy discovered that like his microwave was all fucked up. Like the buttons he presses the most, worn out and everything. And then he realized that there was like a plastic cover on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Well,
happened to us all. Maybe not on a microwave though.
Guilty as charged. Uh-huh. Right here, you're looking at him. I went, hey, maybe that worn out number two button that I always use for coffee is.
I wonder if this guy returned it to the store. Somebody had to tell.
Anyway, yeah, I'm that dumb. And there you have it.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Thank you.
There's your Messiah now.
Yeah. That's some good shit, man.
Uh-huh. I thought it was Joe Walsh, but I never heard that before, I don't think.
That's the Waffle Stomp.
Okay.
It's a deep cut, man. I love Joe Walsh, man.
Definitely.
Definitely. Even though he's from Cleveland, you gotta definitely love him. Mistake on a lake up there. Down there.
He was great in the Drew Carey show.
He's just amazed he's still alive.
Life's been good.
It sure has. It sure has, by gosh.
Yeah.
60 years under my belt.
That's right.
Yike. I'm as old as me mother. The fuck, man?
God.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Beats the alternative. Yeah, even.
And I question that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You ever leave, like, you know, close the lid on that coffin, you're going to think twice. You, hey, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Hey! Open up! Change my mind! Yeah, I want to get crispy crittered, man. Burn my man.
Oh, yeah.
Burn my shit. And then,
burn my shit.
You know what? You know what's cool? And I might even put this in, like, a will thing or something, man. They got this deal where, like, you can mix your ashes with a seedling tree, right? You grow a tree out of your shit, right? Like, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But, what if that tree, like, grows, like, for, like, 2-3 years and then just, like, fuck. For whatever reason, just, done through, completed, finished. Mark 7. Dead gem.
That's it. Done.
Dying, dying, dead. Doornail death, dying, doornail dead.
Well, go to tree heaven.
It's like, man. Yeah, there goes immortality, man.
I really did crisp the tree. Continue.
The trick is to come back as a lobster, man. In a zoo.
With cotton candy collars. And you're set for life.
You're such a cockeyed optimist. Hey, let's polka, man.
Yes.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
What kind of shit is that?
A nice little Betty. You muted yourself again, birthday boy.
That was one of yours.
There you go.
One of yours.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Must have been a long, long time ago. I would send you a fork in.
Well, not long. A month or so, man.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, that
indeed.
One.
Indeedly doodly. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we don't play polkas like that, because it's like, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's
that's
the funny?
Yeah,
you want a little gag with that, you know, a little funny, something dirty.
But it was good.
The other polkas I got there, be a good background.
We showed some class. Showed some class today, that's what we did.
Yeah, that'll be the day. the other one I had uploaded was called I Was Drunk. We should have gone with that, man. It's always go with the funny. Skip the traditional.
There you go.
In fact, I have another traditional up there. It's been up there since election week. The Milwaukee Polka in honor of Milwaukee, Wisconsin going for Grandpa Joe instead of Uncle Bobo.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing's still dragging on, man. That guy won't go away. He's like, what is that? The hemorrhoids. You know, like you think they're gone. You know, you haven't heard from them in a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden they rear their ugly head again.
There it is.
Scratching the itch's back. Hurts when you poo.
I haven't heard anything about the guy.
It's politics in this country, man.
Yep.
Why does it hurt when I pee? Well, thank you for joining us
on
a ridiculously waste of time possum hour commemorating 61st anniversary of my bite.
Happy birthday, sir. There you go. Have a shot.
Thanks, sir. I didn't, you know, it was nothing.
After your gig, hit the scotch.
No shit, man. It's all, man, the whole day is just going to be like channeling myself to be in my chair and whenever it is midnight or something when I get home and sipping on a whack.
That's the way to do it.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Water.
Thanks for coming, gang. There we go. Boink.
Wild stuff.
Well, you know, it's always darkest before the, something. Anyway.
Well, I'm high over here. I'm hitting my Delta 8.
He's high as a Georgia pine.
I'm off here.
High as a Georgia pine.
I'm going back to the cradle for the show.
Well, I got something to play us out with. I don't know why they did that. This is a stage performance. I don't know why they did this. Molson Canadian. Or what their intent was. It's a rather interesting group. They're a family. And they're singing, you'll see in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Energize.
Angelo, are you gonna?
Ain't gonna be my bed tonight.
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 missed it by that much.
Actually, that was right on target.
That was a wild one, that one.
You didn't see, you need to see the video.
He's getting really into it.
This little girl's getting down, man. Today ain't gonna be my bed tonight. This is a family that has it together, you know.
Uh-huh.
This is how you cure bedwetting. That should be a lesson to us all.
That's wild.
Man. You got to Grenache that one. I think it's called the Kelly family with PP.
I might do it tonight. A Monday night one.
I might keep that one around. You never know. That was a good one.
They were getting into it. I like it. The bluesy voice and everything.
Oh, this girl, this little girl. She's like, I don't know, like 10 years old or something. She's, oh.
Bellowing it out.
She's bringing it, man. Like a mug. All right, man. Well, good job, sir.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah,
the last minute blues number was clutch.
Yeah, huh? Good stuff.
What was that? Joe Friday by Alvin Youngblood Harp. Beauty. Perfect for a Friday show, too.
Yep, there you go.
Nah. So, indeed. Well,
sorry, I forgot Friday. I was thinking it was Monday.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's Friday, baby. Friday.
Oh.
Friday. And I gotta drive to Bunfuck
tomorrow.
Maybe that
second hit was too much. That's right.
Yeah, you're whacked out on a wacky weed there.
The vaping shit.
As my mom would say, you're stoned on pot. All right.
Mom knew.
Oh, she knew.
Uh-huh.
She knew. All right, man. Well, if I survive, we'll do it again.
Sounds good.
There's enough kratom. I'll make it.
And have a good birthday.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Try to have it, stress-free.
There you go.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!